Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Adani Green Energy Limited FY26 Fixed Income Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ayush Gulati from Standard Chartered Bank. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning and good evening, everyone, depending on which part of the world you are in today. I am Ayush Gulati on behalf of Standard Chartered Bank. I welcome you all to this FY26 earnings call. The management will initially share their remarks, followed by a Q&A session. With us today, we have Mr. Sagar Adani, Executive Director, Mr. Ashish Khanna, CEO, Mr. Saurabh Shah, CFO, and Mr. Vijit Jain, Head of Investor Relations. With this, I would like to hand over to Mr. Sagar Adani for his introductory remarks. Mr. Sagar, over to you.
Hi, this is Ashish. So, Ayush, thanks for that. Good afternoon and good evening to everyone. Globally, energy security is a defining priority for economics. India has made a strategic pivot in this direction, which is evidenced in the scale and speed of the green electrons production in the country. In the fiscal year 2026, the country witnessed highest-ever renewable energy share in electricity generation and also achieved a record non-fossil capacity addition of over 55 GW. With this, India has achieved around 283 GW of non-fossil capacity, which is installed, and the country is well poised to achieve 500 GW goal by 2030. At Adani Green Energy, we are proud to be leading the country's energy transition. Our robust operational and financial performance for the fiscal year 2026 demonstrates our unparalleled execution capability and sector leadership. Our energy sales surged by an impressive 34% on YoY basis, reaching 37.6 billion units. To put this into the right context, this is nearly the annual energy consumption of some of the European countries as a whole. This particular growth was driven by significant greenfield capacity additions and strong operating performance at each and every plant of Adani Green. During this year, we added 5.1 GW, which is 35% on a YoY growth, and the cumulative capacity now stood at 19.3 GW, which is our operating portfolio. This is the highest greenfield annual capacity expansion globally by any company outside China. This further consolidates our leadership position in India's renewable energy sector, putting us firmly on course to achieve 50 GW by 2030. Notably, our landmark Khavda project, the world's largest renewable energy installation, continues to make considerable progress, with around 9.4 GW of solar, wind, and hybrid assets already in operations, including our group capacities. Within Khavda, we also added 1.4 GWh of battery capacity. This is one of the world's largest single-location battery energy storage projects. With pumped hydro storage project, we're also making noteworthy progress and are slated to complete our maiden 500 MW project at Chitravati in Andhra Pradesh in this fiscal year. Our consistent efforts towards adoption of advanced technologies, digitization, and leveraging sophisticated data analytics for predictive maintenance has enabled us to deliver exceptional operational performance. Our industry-leading financial results further reflect our operational excellence and a scale advantage. Our revenue from power supply increased by 22% year-on-year basis to rupees 11,602 crores, and EBITDA grew by 23% to rupees 10,865 crores. This EBITDA margin amounts to 91.2%. One of the highlights on the capital management side was Japan Credit Agency rating assigned Adani Green an inaugural rating of JCR 2B plus with stable outlook, which is equivalent to India's sovereign credit rating. This clearly demonstrates Adani Green Energy's ability to sustain its growth while maintaining financial discipline. Adani Green Energy's commitment to sustainability and being a responsible business practice partner and following the practices continues to be recognized globally as well as in India. We achieved many awards which were bestowed on us, including Energy Intelligence Group, Top 100 Green Utilities, and we secured ESG 1 Plus rating from CareEdge with the highest score of 87.3 by any company in the country. Further, I take pride in sharing that Adani Green's 19.3 gigawatt operational portfolio will power more than 8.7 million homes and avoid approximately 36 million tons of CO2 emission annually. The continued recognition of our ESG efforts reaffirms our commitment to sustainable growth and accelerating India's energy transition. We at Adani Green Energy are committed to continue with our similar level of greenfield capacity additions going forward and are constantly strengthening our organizational and partnership ecosystem to achieve the goal of 50 gigawatt by 2030. Thanks once again for participating in this call, and we look forward for your queries.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question comes from the line of Ayush Gulati. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, management team. Just wanted to check on the CapEx targets for FY27, specifically regarding the greenfield capacity plans of AGEL. And also around the plans around the battery capacity in Khavda. Along with that, we'd just like to understand a bit more on what the funding plans for the CAPEX and especially regarding the average cost of debt and the maturity. So just wanted you to highlight more on those then.
I think it's a great question in this context. We have already very close to a 3 gigawatt hour of a capacity as well as the battery storage is concerned, which is virtually equal to all the battery storage capacities in this country as we stand. Our plan is to add in the same rate and by the end of this and add another 10 gigawatt hour of storage capacity in Khavda. With respect to overall capacity addition, we have already demonstrated that we are in a position to add anywhere close to 5 plus capacity. However, in view of the evacuation constraints, and how the market pans out with respect to transmission lines and further consumption at their end. We are currently planning to add 4.5 to 5 gigawatt of our solar and wind capacity. However, it always matches out with the evacuation capacities with some. And like I said, we have demonstrated our capabilities to install capacities. And if there are opportunities, we will go further in the coming years. But as we see the current evacuations, which are slated to come in this fiscal year, we feel this will be optimum to be aligned with the evacuation which is available from a solar, wind, and hybrid perspective. From a battery storage, we are planning to add 10 gigawatt hour. And like I already mentioned, the pump storage of 500 megawatt will also be coming in this fiscal year.
Very well, Mr. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish for closing comments.
We once again thank you for participating in this call and looking forward for your continual support in your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Adani Green Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.